welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, what's happening?
We are on the 9th issue of this Crisis on Infinite Earths story arc, maxi series, if you will. If you'd like to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last 9 episodes. The first episode being a pre-crisis crisis monitoring crisis monitor.
Monitoring the monitor, monitoring the crisis before the crisis happens.
Those were words, yeah.
It all makes sense.
We said
you guys
things.
Just don't understand.
We said things.
All will be revealed
eventually. So we start out this issue
on Oa
with the. I'm pretty sure this is the splintered group. I could be wrong. I don't. They because they don't have names yet. They get names later. At this point, the Owens got rid of their names because names elicited emotion, and they are not supposed to have emotion. So these Owens, they get Guy Gardner.
They want to eliminate evil before it's born.
And so they get Guy Gardner from the Earth to get the ring again.
I'd just like to throw this out there. What a douchey costume.
Dude, I love his costume.
The turtleneck.
It's amazing.
And the, no, it looks.
Okay, listen. This turtleneck, bad. Later on, he gets rid of the turtleneck. He just has the collar.
Because the jacket itself is kind of cool looking, but with the turtleneck, he looks like a douche.
Well, to be fair, Guy Gardner is a douche.
Okay,
like so you, then this is your only introduction to him. My first introduction to him was during Death of Superman, and he at that point had a yellow ring. He had actually, I think, he'd taken it off of Sinestro and made it his own, and so he had. He didn't have the green outfit, but what he did have, the same type of outfit, only in the yellow hue, and instead of the lantern in the middle, he had a giant G for Guy Gardner.
Wow.
He's a giant douchebag, and I love him. So the Guardians, whatever, they're asking Gardner to take up the ring again, because he used to be a Green Lantern at some point. I think he was a stand-in for Hal at some point, but then he got passed up when Hal gave the ring to John Stewart, and then so he felt spurred. So these Guardians are giving Guy a ring again, but while that is going on, the Anti-Monitor, now being this giant, not cloud, but whatever is happening in the universe, somehow blows up. I guess they call it a blood red flame that swirls and attacks this section of Oa where Guy was and all of these immortal Guardians were. I say immortal because only one survived. So the immortal was, you know.
Yeah, but I thought they were immortal, says Guy Gardner.
Yeah, they're not.
And then this one's like, swear your allegiance to me.
He says, but the Anti-Monitor defies logic of our science. Okay, go kill people. And Gardner's like, will do, boss, and flies off. We then go to Brainiac's ship.
Hey, this says continued in Green Lantern number 195.
There we go. I didn't read that one. That's good. Didn't read it.
Yeah, I've never read it either.
I know you haven't. We go to the Brainiac ship where all of the villains are being
from all the different worlds.
Yep, are being coalesced into
the Brainiac and Luther have a scheme, basically.
Yeah, I will say apparently. Oh no, that's too different. So I thought this. Oh no, you know what? I think that's Cheetah from Earth 1 and Earth 2. Because I thought it was the same Cheetah.
It was a different pattern?
No, I didn't even realize the pattern.
Oh.
Just somehow they...
Had her in 2 different places?
Yeah, went quickly by.
One's Cheetah, the other one's Tiger.
Maybe. but what it is they're going to go rule all 5 Earths now.
Yeah.
Because the Anti-Monitor's gone, so why not?
I love this part right here where he's like, Why did you take the Luther from Earth 1? I'm the Luther from Earth 2. I'm way smarter and better than he is.
And then Brainiac kills him.
And then Brainiac's like, you're right. We only need one Luther. And he just fucking blasts him into nothing.
We get a quick panel with the Teen Titans. One group with Nightwing, Starfire, and Jericho are flying to Tamaran because a Starfire was called back. And then the other group is still on Earth trying to, I guess, help. Well, they're trying to help people.
I like this part with Starfire, happen. Though, where it's like, oh, this is Nightwing. He's my lover. And Nightwing's all like flustered, like, oh, yeah, I forgot you guys are all like, you know, open about this kind of stuff. Fuck, man, if I was banging Starfire, I'd be like, yeah, dude, I put my dick in this.
I think you said the same exact thing. When we did Teen Titans.
Yeah, well, I mean, which is dude, she's redheaded with green eyes. I don't care that they're all green.
Oof. Yeah.
That's my kryptonite right there.
So what we have here is just a...
They're keeping... The places where the Earths are converging are called, war zones or something like that. Or not war zones, but like...
Time zones.
And yeah. Temporal zones or some shit like
so
that.
So they're trying to keep everybody away from that. But they're also report. We're just sticking with Earth 1 and 2 at this time. Like, yeah. This story is focusing on those two because what's happening, like, the news reports are coming out of there. What's happening on Earth
10S?
S, and 4. Yeah. X, it actually is Earth X, not Earth 10. Earth X. What's happening on those Earths is that the villains are
taking over.
Coming in, taking over. And basically. Kind of destroying everything.
Yeah. I'd like to point out one thing, though, that I noticed. Starhawk, or is that her name? Firehawk. Changes from red flames to blue flames in this issue.
She can do what she wants. She's hot.
Fair enough.
Boom, ching.
Anyways.
So while all that's going on, we've got Alexander Luther, Pariah, and Lila.
In like a conference?
They're at the UN. Talking to...
It's the United Nations of, like, all five Earths or something like that.
Well, it's of... Is it of all five? Yeah, I think it was just one.
I thought it said, where a historic meeting is taking place this afternoon, the representatives of many different worlds have come here.
Okay. So, what's going on here is they're trying to say, hey, we need to come together as Earths, you know, as people, and try to
fix what's going on.
We've got a couple politicians be like, that's all well and good, but how are you going to assure me that world is not going to try to destroy this world?
Because you guys are all going to work together.
Fucking politics, man. Yeah. I hate that.
Yep. And then the Pariah just disappears because obviously something bad's happening. And once he disappears, Brainiac shows up and he's like, we've taken over three of your Earths. Give me the other Earths. Peace out.
One thing I like is that Luther, he says, you've got 15 minutes to give us Earth 1 and 2. Otherwise... Well, we'll just start killing things. Just go ahead and meet our demands. And Superman hears this and goes rushing off. Actually, a bunch of heroes hear this and go rushing off.
Who the fuck is this Creeper dude, by the way?
Don't worry about Creeper.
Gotcha.
So what we get happening is all the heroes
are stuck in a dome.
They're trying to get to the other Earths. Everybody from Earth 1 and 2 are trying to get to the other three Earths, but they can't. It's not that they're stuck in a dome. It's just it's been walled off to them. So, and why I brought up the whole Luther saying they've got 15 minutes. I know he says it.
Yeah.
You have 15 minutes, long enough to decide between life and...
Complete annihilation. It takes way more than 15 minutes for all this stuff to happen.
Exactly. I got to point that out. So all of the Earths... Well, so after all that, we got Harbinger with Jay Garrick, Flash, going to Wally.
Kid Flash.
And they're like, look, we need to get to the other Earth. We know that this treadmill that Barry had made at some point in time could help... Between Wally and Barry, they built it numerous times.
Yeah.
Actually, we know that for a fact because that's what they used to get in the backstory we got with Wally. they use the treadmill to get to that one planet.
Yep.
That he got shot at and then lost his memory. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid, stupid story. I mean, I'm not going to say stupid story.
Pointless.
Pointless story for what they were trying to tell.
Yep.
Good for 1950 when it was written. It wasn't written in 50, it was written in like 60s, but whatever. So, again, this is a whole nother... It's taken way longer than 15 minutes.
I know. They
Earth should be dead.
There was the Flash and, you know, G. Garrick Flash working on it, so maybe they built it really fast.
Okay, sure. So...
I mean, I did just watch an episode of The Flash on TV where he had, like, 8 seconds until the this nuclear bomb goes off.
Oh, that one? That one was... And it lasted the whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually was a good episode.
It was. Yeah. It was pretty interesting. But my point was, you know, they can move so fast that, you know, like...
They can. The rest of them can't.
Yeah, true. Well...
Anyway. So we have all of the heroes standing on these pads that are connected to the cosmic treadmill that Kid Flash and Jay Garrick Flash are going to use to get through this barrier to get to the other Earth.
Yep.
So that they can go save everybody.
And while this is going on, you've got all these people complaining about the superheroes that are with them. Like, you got this commie bastard here and shit like that.
Yeah, that's Hawk and Dove. Hawk is just... Evil. Well, not evil. He's just
a dick.
Yeah, he's a dick. We do get Luther and Brainiac talking about how this was their plan all along, just to get the heroes off of the Earth that they want,
fighting against the villains.
Yeah.
So that way it'll weed out both of them, and then they can both take over. You know.
What do they say? Like, the casualties on both sides could be devastating, but we'll come out on top. The villains
and,
come out on top.
While this is going on, there's a person hiding in the shadows.
Yeah. Do you think that was a Joker at first?
Yes.
Because of the laughing?
No, I thought it was the Joker at first because of the nose and the chin.
Fair. I mean, the laughing was coming from Luther. But,
yeah.
So the heroes make it to the other Earth. We're gonna go through this one quick. We do get Tula getting poisoned. We get... Steel maybe dying, Plasma dying, a couple other heroes.
Okay. This vibe right here.
Dude, this vibe.
The
vibe we have on the Flash show is way better. This vibe is very 80s, not gonna lie. So we get heroes and villains on both sides dying. I'm using quotes here, dying. They all are getting injured.
Yeah. I love this shot right here of Aquaman and Mira frozen.
Oh, yeah.
That
Aquaman is in the air frozen. We go back to Luther and Brainiac, and Luther is spouting off about a bunch of things. Like, he didn't...
Are we going to skip out on the Joker flirting with...
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not needed.
Yeah, it's not needed. But it's still funny.
We got Luther kind of... upset because the heroes who have worked together in the past and know
how to
something
work
about teamwork are actually kind of prevailing, and the villains who
never work together because they hate each other and they are always backstabbing each other
outside of the Rogues, which still don't work well together apparently. I don't know, we saw that in the Flash issues.
While this is going on, Brainiac, are you even listening? And then Brainiac basically explodes.
Yep. And Lex kind of starts freaking out. It's like, Brainiac, where are you at? And then it gets revealed that Simon had stayed behind because he knew what... Or he had
a suspicion.
Of Luther and Brainiac. And now Simon's gonna take over. Ha 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 ha. Simon's such a douchebag.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.